Asia. North Korea. Another victim. The tragic death of Otto Warmbier sharpens a diplomatic debate.
How safe is it? Extremely safe. So read the guidance for North Korea on the website of a Chinese travel company when Otto Warmbier, a 21-year-old American student, signed up for a 5-day trip in December 2015. Mr. Warmbier was arrested the next month at the airport in Pyongyang as he was leaving and accused of attempting to steal a propaganda placard. He was tried in March 2016 and sentenced to 15 years hard labour. I have been very impressed by the Korean government's humanitarian treatment of severe criminals like myself, he said, during a televised confession. The North Korean authorities denied access to Mr. Warmbier after his trial. But on June 13th, they released him in a vegetative state on compassionate grounds after talks between the North's ambassador to the UN and America's point man on the country. He was flown home to Ohio, where he died 6 days later. Doctors said he was suffering from a catastrophic brain injury, probably sustained shortly after his trial. But the cause of the injury is unclear. The doctors could find no evidence either of the North Korean explanation, botulism, a foodborne disease, or of the obvious alternative, a severe beating. On past precedent, it seems likely that the harm done to Mr. Warmbier was unintended.